Well, the school holidays are here again, and after a hectic first term and the introduction of the new Australian curriculum, both children and teachers are in need of a break. But for parents and grandparents, it's the age-old dilemma, what to do with the kids over the holidays, and how much is it going to cost to keep them entertained. Well, at least one Brisbane mum has been doing her research and reckons she has all the answers you'll need for this Easter holiday. Her name is Nyree Sterling, and she's the founder of a website called brisbanekids.com.au. Good morning, Nyree.
Good morning. How are you today?
Very well. What ages are you catering for here?
Really 0 to 12, but we do include some tween activities, and we're definitely expanding in that area at the moment.
All right, so it's the younger end, 0 to 12. You'd hope the teenagers can look after themselves a bit better.
Oh, look, we've got a couple of activities on there for them as well.
Well, you've come up with a top 10 list of things to do with your children for under $10. What's first on the list?
Okay, the Queensland Museum. It's awesome. It's free. All about bugs and dinosaurs. So it's one that will really tick the boxes for both boys and girls. And boys are pretty hard to please. So the museum's definitely top of the list.
I must admit, that is one of the first things I think of when school holidays come around. What's happening at QPAC somewhere? The museum being high on the list.
That's right. They've just renovated. We've been there. It's awesome. We've got a great review on our website where we took our kids, and you can see exactly what's child-friendly about it now.
Okay. Yes, the kids love bugs and dinosaurs, but some of the other exhibitions aren't too, boring wouldn't be the word, but staid for the younger ones?
No, look, there's actually not only with the bugs and dinosaurs, but there's also a beautiful natural world exhibition. And our kids love the fact that you could go in and actually climb in under mangrove roots and look up at the trees above them. And there's lots of buttons for them to push. It's actually really child-friendly now, and I think that's what the renovation was aiming at. And I think they hit the mark. I took a 3-year-old and a 5-year-old, and they loved it.
Haven't museums come a long way?
They have. Yes, they have.
It's wonderful. Now, have you factored into your under $10 calculations the cost of parking?
Okay, we have. We say park in suburbia and ferry it there. Nothing better than a City Cat ride to inspire a Brisbane kid.
Okay, so you've got the City Cat on your list?
We do.
The only thing, you have to judge with the City Cat journey where you're going to begin and end, and then remember you have to do the trip back again, because it can, if you're going a long way from one end to the other, it can be quite a while on that City Cat.
It can. Look, any mum knows to have a bag of tricks in her handbag, so I'm sure they'd have that there to amuse their kids.
All right. Are you recommending any stop-offs on the City Cat journey?
Oh, look, there's definitely the Maritime Museum, South Bank in itself, New Farm Park is another City Cat terminal. There's lots of places you can stop. The boat ride in itself, though, for any child, is probably a huge adventure. I know that my kids love it when we went on there, and that became the event more than the museum itself.
Yes. Now, I see you've got hot chips and a barbecue on your top 10 list.
Yes, because what would Australia be without hot chips and a barbecue, really?
So, well, kids would be unhappy anyway.
That's right. Well, look, we asked our Facebook community of mums, what did they think we could do for under $10 in Brisbane? And really, 60% of the answers involved hot chips or sausages. And so we say you can head to a myriad of places in Brisbane. Sandgate's a great place. You've also got Shorncliffe, Redcliffe, Wivenhoe Dam. There's lots of day trip opportunities around Brisbane. Pack a picnic, couple of snacks and bread, under $10, and you've got a picnic and an afternoon or a day filled with your kids.
Yes, not every day with the hot chips, but
at
least once.
These are treat foods, that's right. We certainly endorse healthy eating, but this is about taking a treat out with mum and dad on the holidays.
Speaking about healthy activities, I was recently talking to someone in the USA, and she said how, on the list of things they do regularly is go for a walk in the bush or go hiking. And I was thinking, we don't do it as much here in Australia, but you've got walking on your list. Now, where are you going to go for a walk with the kids?
Look, if I was to go for a walk with the kids in a rainforest, I would definitely head up to Mount Glorious and Myala, which is a 2-kilometre circuit walk. Pretty easy for toddlers. I've taken a 2-year-old up there. We had a great time. You've also got Daisy Hill Koala Centre. You've also got Downfall Creek down at McDowell. They're all short walks, perfect for toddlers. There's lots of opportunities for walking around Brisbane.
Okay, even for the preps or the year oners?
Absolutely. Literally, we took a 2-year-old to Myala and walked around. And because it is so amazing with these huge trees, I don't think they think about how long the walk is. We've got several day trip opportunities on our website on brisbanekids.com.au that you can have a look at, and we've got mums that have actually been on the walks or been to these destinations, so they've trialled it for you.
I'm speaking to Nyree Sterling. She is the founder of a website called brisbanekids.com.au, and it has a list of suggestions for the school holidays. And Nyree, I was listening to Phil Smith a little while back, and he was talking to the Weather Bureau, and they said the weather's going to be pretty good this week, so that's, and the weekend weather right now is wonderful. So that brings to mind water, of course. Your kids always love water.
Yes, that's right. And look, there's some great water parks around Brisbane. You've got Rebel Domain, which is new at Springfield. It's got a cafe in the middle of it. So we say head along as parents, have a coffee, watch your kids play in the water. There's also Rocks Riverside Park. And all the way over on the other side of town, you've got Sandgate Lagoon. There's lots of opportunities for water play this Easter holidays.
Why does it not surprise me to hear you figuring in where there's a cafe near where the kids can enjoy themselves? It seems to be part and parcel now that the mums and the dads want to have a cup of coffee.
That's exactly right. I think it is important, just to be able to have a relax and a bit of a time out while your kids are still having fun. We lead very busy lives now, so any opportunity for mum and dad to relax while they're with their kids is important.
You'll have to take a thermos on that bushwalk as well.
Yes, that's exactly right. That's exactly right.
With the computer games and TV games and the like, do you think it's harder than ever to get the kids out of the house?
I don't think it's harder. I think parents just need to make a greater effort. And because we are so busy, there's always the temptation when you have a day off to stay at home and clean the home instead of heading out with your Brisbane kids and enjoying them while they're young. So I think you just have to make the effort and say, this weekend we're going to make the effort. We're going to go out in the morning and somewhere beautiful in Brisbane. There's so many beautiful places in Brisbane.
Well, it sounds like you've tried and tested all of your suggestions. You better tell me how many children you have and what age they are.
Oh, I have three children. I have a four-month-old, a five-year-old and a two-year-old.
Okay, so you're at the younger end of the spectrum, but you've tested all of these, and obviously you're saying too you've got lots of people on Facebook making suggestions to you.
Look, I certainly do. I've got a network of mums that work with me. Facebook is a huge community in Brisbane of mothers that operate businesses, and lots of them have, girls and boys that are even in their tween stages, and they often give me suggestions, and that's why we founded Brisbane Kids, so that parents would have somewhere central to go for great ideas.
And one of the most important things, and it's obvious all the time, is that the kids just want to be somewhere with you doing something, don't they?
That's right. Living in the moment and being present with your kids is so important, and it doesn't take a lot of money. In fact, it takes no money at all to do that. Heading to a playground, we've got 70 on brisbanekids.com.au, listed, documented, photographed. Head to a playground. We've even got some that are fenced, so if you've got kids that are multiples or runners like I do, you can head there, have a relax and enjoy them while they're young, because they will not be young forever.
It's one thing to think of these things that you'd like to do. Why did you decide to actually put them on a website, the Brisbane Kids website?
Look, I was, like any mum who's probably in business, I was looking for a way that I could still do the pickups and drop-offs. I always knew the cool things that were on, and I knew all the great playgrounds in Brisbane because I was going to them with my kids. The opportunity came up to buy Brisbane Kids, and I thought, why not? This is an opportunity to show my skills, and that's what I've done. And 2 years later, we are the biggest kids website in Brisbane, I'm pretty proud of that, actually. So, yeah.
And what's your number one favourite activity with your kids?
Look, definitely going to the playground. I think, it's free. And we have 70 WOW playgrounds. And I say WOW because we only list the WOW playgrounds. That means if a child goes and they look at that playground, they will go, wow. And we have 70 in Brisbane. So that is my favourite activity.
And I think full credit to the various councils across the southeast who over the last decade or so have really improved those parks and playgrounds activities, playground equipment for kids.
Oh, absolutely. And I think parents aren't really aware of the cost. It's massive to build a playground. And the fact that they just keep popping up everywhere is fantastic. And these huge ones that, like Rebel Domain, where, Springfield's injected all this money for families, we just think it's fabulous.
Nyree, lovely to hear your enthusiasm. Let's hope all the kids have a wonderful school holiday.
Yes, happy Easter. Hope the Easter Bunny comes to you too.
That's right. Easter's just around the corner. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.
Nyree Sterling from brisbanekids.com.au. Yes, Easter, just a week away now. It's creeping up very quickly. In fact, yesterday someone said to me, when is Easter? I said, next weekend. And he nearly fell over. So, yes, Easter's upon us.